observes that faith without works is dead, which is certainly true, and yet it is also true that good works are not necessarily a sign of great faith. It is quite possible to do the right thing for the wrong reason. And in fact, our Lord searches our hearts to see our motivation. Are the things that we seek to do for His glory, or for our own? The early church practiced a communal lifestyle, and one of the ways in which they financed that was that people of means used what they had, collected the proceeds, and pooled them together. A man particularly generous, particularly gracious and encouraging, whose name was Joe, sold a prime piece of property, brought the proceeds, placed it at the disciples' feet, and gave all that he had. This was not an isolated gift. It was indicative of the generosity and kindness and selflessness with which he lived. And in fact, they had named him the name by which he is known throughout Christian history, not Joe, but Barnabas, the son of encouragement, who gave not for acclaim, not for praise, but just out of the joy of his heart to be of help to others. Enter Ananias. Ananias also sold property. Ananias also brought proceeds. Ananias also laid those at the apostles' feet, claiming that in fact he had given all of the proceeds he had received. But Ananias gave for a very different reason. Having seen the praise and acclaim that Barnabas gave, had received, he wanted some of that praise for himself, and being a nice businessman, he wanted it at bargain prices. So yes, he came, yes, he gave, yes, he laid it at the apostles' feet, but he said, "It's all I received," when in fact, it was not. And the Holy Spirit, having given Peter insight into Ananias' motive, said, "Ananias, why would you lie about this? You're not just lying to us, you're lying to God. It was your property to do with as you pleased. You didn't have to sell it. They were your proceeds to do with as you pleased. You didn't have to bring them to us. But why bring them and lie about them?" And Ananias did not have the courage to state the truth. He was just trying to look a little more generous, a little more compassionate, a little better than he was. And in fact, the shame of his deed so overwhelmed him that he died on the spot. And then his wife Sapphira comes in, telling the same lie, not knowing that she has been exposed. And when her shame is revealed, she too dies on the spot. Because Ananias and Sapphira did their good deed for show. The juxtaposition of Barnabas and Ananias and Sapphira bring to the fore two of our failings. One more common, the other more subtle. For the truth is, even when we do the right thing, even when we seek to serve God, there's always that nagging question, what will people think? As we weigh commitments As we weigh investment in God's kingdom, there's always the thought, how is this going to be perceived? We worry about how are people going to respond? If we're honest with ourselves, even our seemingly most righteous action is somehow tinged with self-serving. Sometimes it's tinged and sullied by impure motives. But there's a more subtle sin. We come to God, we gather for worship, and we say unto the Lord, everything I have is yours. And yet, in truth, we hold back a little part of ourselves. We hang on to our own little secret ambitions. We hang on to our grudges. We hang on to our little hatreds. We say to God, I give you all of my time and my talents, but we reserve some for our own agenda. We say to God, I give you everything. This is all there is. But secretly, we hold part of ourselves back. On this Communion Sunday, which coincides with the Super Bowl, I know that you expect me to make some reference to football. So let me tell you something I once heard a college football coach say to his players. He said, boys, I had bacon and eggs for breakfast. Do you know what that means? He said. It means the chicken contributed to breakfast, but the pig was all in. The pig was absolutely committed. When we come to this table on this morning, we realize our God is all in. The Christ gave of himself absolutely without reservation, without holding back, without sullied motives, he went to the cross on our behalf. And as he hung on that cross, he was very much aware of how his action was perceived by the public. They saw him as abandoned by God. They saw him as under God's judgment. They saw him as receiving his just reward as a blasphemer. He knew how the public perceived his death. But he knew that he went to the cross in obedience to the Father with absolute integrity and purity of motive and selflessness of love. When we come to this table, we come to worship a God who has revealed God's very nature as absolute love. Love without measure. Love without restraint. God gave to us God's very best, his beloved Son. And the only way we can respond in kind is to give ourselves back without reservation, with purity and integrity of motive. It is with that intent we come to this table. Paul wrote to his friends at Corinth, "What I have received from the Lord, I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and he broke it and he gave thanks. And he said to them, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup represents my blood, the covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. I invite you this morning, each and every one of you who would proclaim Jesus Christ as Savior, to partake of the elements of this supper. It's not Dr. Kremer's supper. It's not even the supper of Vineville Baptist Church. It's the supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, given freely for us all. And if you claim Christ as Savior and Lord, if you acknowledge Him as your Redeemer, we invite you to partake and to enjoy the Lord's gift, the absolute gift of Himself unto us. As you have heard in the Scriptures, trying to convey to His disciples the meaning of His action, He took the bread at that around that table and He broke it. And He said to His friends, "You see this bread? What happens to this bread happens to me. I am broken for you." And then He gave thanks. Lord, for Your absolute gift to us, Your love without measure, Your sacrifice of ultimate love and power and grace, we can only gape in wonder at it. We come in full awareness that we're not worthy of Your kindness, and yet it uplifts us and strengthens us and feeds us hope. May we gain from this table the courage we need to commit to You absolutely and to serve Your people. Through our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.